recognizing that the values of decent people everywhere are for liberty, democracy, justice.
He's been a key player in British politics for the past 10 years. As finance minister, he's been in charge of the country's economy. But Gordon Brown, the man, remains something of an enigma. Born near Glasgow, Scotland, he grew up the son of a Protestant minister. He joined the left-leaning Labour Party as a teenager and headed to Edinburgh University to study history. There, he served on the student council and earned a doctorate. Mr. Brown won a seat in Parliament in 1983 and shared an office with another newly elected Labour politician, Tony Blair. Together, they pulled the party out of political wilderness, says political biographer Anthony Seldon.
It was an extraordinary relationship. There's been none like it in British politics in the last 100 years. They were powerfully creative. They together established the Labour Party as the force in British politics.
In the early years, Mr. Brown stayed in the background, managing the economy, while Mr. Blair took the limelight. Political folklore says they had an agreement that Mr. Blair would hand over power after 5 years, but when the time came, he refused, and their friendship fractured. In 2000, the workaholic Brown married, and the birth of his two sons has helped soften his image. Yet the economy remains his trump card. The red suitcase, known as the budget box, holds the finance minister's annual spending government plans. Both friend and foe credit him for the country's economic stability. But being famous for fiscal prudence has left him with an image of a serious, sober Scotsman.
He certainly hasn't got the charisma of Tony Blair, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I think we're perhaps sort of a bit sick of that kind of presentation politics.
He's got to prove himself in a number of other issues, I think, and certainly how he handles it, how he handles the war, the Iraq situation, how that goes. I think that will may be a big swing for popularity towards him or against him.
Gordon Brown names security and terrorism as major international threats, and many say Iraq will be his greatest challenge. He admits mistakes have been made there. His other great battle will be taking on opposition leader David Cameron. Some consider Cameron Mr. Blair's political heir.
Ministers are treading water. They are all waiting for the Chancellor and not listening to him.
Emulating the youth and charisma of the Prime Minister's early years. Michael Brown, a former Conservative politician, says the next election battle will be hard fought.
The question as to how the new battle between Gordon Brown on the one hand and David Cameron on the other, the Tory leader, is going to go. Not a single journalist, not a single member of Parliament is able to put any money on who is going to win it.
To compete, Brown is trying to shed his dour image. Though he maintains what he may lack in style, he makes up for in substance. By the time the elections are called, he will have been Prime Minister for 2 years. It will then be the voters' turn to decide if they like what they've seen from this private and prudent politician. Mandy Clark for VOA in London.